Thank you for tuning in. The Lord bless you, and may He encourage you tonight and strengthen you spiritually in your walk with Jesus, with walk with Him as you daily walk with Him. I'm excited here to be here with you and to help you with anything I can help you here through the Word of God. So let's go ahead and have a little bit of news here as we get started tonight. Praise the Lord. Florida legislature votes to strip Disney of tax breaks and their position of superiority there in Florida. So, hey, bill goes to Governor DeSantis' desk to be signed into law. And it sent the Disney stock tumbling as if it wasn't already tumbling from all the parents that have been boycotting them, canceling their memberships and all of that. Yeah, well, hey, if you want to go that way, a lot of people are going to, you know, finally wake up and say, enough of this, Disney. We're not going to support this anymore for our children. Because a lot of Christians, you know, they thought Disney was just, you know, good family programming. They thought it was just great for the Christian kids to watch. But, of course, we knew it wasn't the case because we knew that Walt Disney comes from a long line of people in the occult. Well, no, that's not true, but then again, you know, a lot of Christians don't know a lot of things because they haven't really studied out and done their homework on a lot of things. So now, though, some are waking up to this, and I'm glad to see that. Praise the Lord. Oh, that all the Christians would wake up to a whole lot of things, because we talked to one lady this week, Linda, and this lady was just telling Linda how we just have to obey whatever the government tells us and obey all the laws of the land. And she just thought that that was being a Christian. That's what being a Christian meant. That's what this lady thought. But to obey all the laws of the land, obey the government no matter what. And that is wrong. Now, I wonder how many Christians actually believe that way. I would say there's probably a whole lot of them that do, unfortunately. But, yeah, you don't obey a devil that tells you to go kill your baby up to 28 days old after they've been born, really. That's what California law is going to say if they get away with this. They're saying that they can go ahead and a lot of protesters in California are making their voices heard right now to oppose this legal murder of babies from 7 days old to 28 days old. But if you decide after 7 days you don't want your baby anymore, after you just gave birth, and I don't know how any normal mother could do that after holding that little one and seeing that it came out of her body. But, you know, when demons are in charge, I guess people could do most anything, right, when the demons are under the control of these demons. But anyway, they can, if you don't want it after 7 days or up to 28 days, they can just go ahead and dispose of it. Yeah, and that is tragic, but that's what they're proposing to be the law in California if they get away with this. A lot of people are speaking out, though, and pray that more will. And people need to get involved and go against this wickedness and not put up with all of it. I mean, we are living in the last days, obviously, when this sort of thing is going on. CNN Plus, though, is being shut down after only a month in operation because, really, they aren't going to tell you this, but the fact of the matter is that nobody's watching this stupid channel, right? Praise God for that. I'm glad they're shutting it down. They're losing so many viewers. Amazing. Even on regular CNN, they've lost so many viewers. But this is sad because this is, you know, Oklahoma's a Republican state. It's sad that the University of Oklahoma just hosted a drag queen story hour geared toward little children as young as 2 years old earlier this month. It was part of the university's Pride Week. That's right. Oklahoma University explained that on their website they celebrated in April rather than June because Pride typically happens in June when there are no classes and schools out. So they wanted all the gay people, LGBTQ plus, to be involved. So they held it during school. Isn't that just disgusting, glorious, whatever they think. But anyway, sad in a conservative state that sort of thing is going on. And the activities of Pride Week included condom Congam Bingo, a pride parade, a dragonfly drag show, and a lavender graduation to celebrate graduating LGBTQ plus students. So since when do we have to do this? Since when does the schools have to do that? But the good news in Pennsylvania, anyway, Pennsylvania School Board votes to overwhelmingly ditch After School Satan Club. So that's good that they've decided to do that. For sure. The American people deserve to know Border Patrol is stopping people. This is what the Border Patrol said, that the American people deserve to know that the Border Patrol is stopping people on terrorist database at the southern border on a level that we have never seen before, they said. That's right. And, of course, the Biden administration is not letting people know that, of course, but that is what's going on at the border, southern border. Another thing they don't want you to know either is that Americans and British soldiers are fighting against Russia in Ukraine. Two captured British fighters were paraded on Russian TV. So, you know, the truth is getting out, but Americans are just not getting it, you know, what's really going on here, the full picture. And all I know, it's a terrible thing what's happening to the Ukrainian people and all. But they're not getting the whole story here. There's a whole lot more going on than just the poor refugees and the poor Ukrainian people. I mean, why is this war being fought in the first place? People need to wake up to some of this and what's really going on here. But, yeah, people not looking at that. A lot of Christians are not looking at it. All they want to do is raise money for, you know, taking in the refugees and all this sort of thing. And that's good, but there's a whole lot more to this than that. Anyway, let's see. One more item I think would be enough probably today. Pat Robertson, you know who he is, Pat Robertson of the CBN Club and CBN Channel. First Lady, his wife, Dee Dee Robertson, dies this week at 94 years old. So she lived a long life. Now she's gone to be with the Lord. And also, we lost a friend not too long ago, just about a week ago, someone we've known since before we were in full-time ministry. And they died and passed away, went to be with the Lord. That is sad, too. So we pray for that family as well. The Lord will minister to each and every one of them. But, you know, this world is just not our home. It's just temporary. We're just passing through it. It's not going to last forever, folks. Come on, you know. We're going to go be with Jesus if Jesus doesn't come back first. That's for sure. And as you get older, you will know that more and more, and you will recognize that fact. It's just a temporary place until we get our new body, our eternal body. This is passing away, and Jesus will come back. And it will all be over with, like in this world system that we're living in right now, the wicked world system of Satan, who is the god of this world system. But Jesus is coming back, hallelujah, and we're going to be with him forever. And I'd sure rather be with him than in the other place where people are going to be, wouldn't you? Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Let's rejoice in the Lord for our salvation tonight. Let's rejoice and give him praise and thanksgiving. And I hope you do that anyway, but we should be doing it tonight for sure as we pray now. Let's go to prayer. Thank the Lord for our time together tonight. And Father, in Jesus' name, thanks for another program tonight. I ask for your blessing on it, that you would bless it, you'd fully anoint me with fresh oil from heaven to share your word and the things of the kingdom with your precious people, Lord. I ask you to bless every listener and minister and encouragement to them. Help them to walk in a greater victory in their Christian walk, Father, in a closer relationship with you. And Lord, we pray you meet their needs, Father, abundantly above all that they could think or ask, Father. We thank you for encouraging each and every one of them and leading them in the pathway that you have for their lives and the pathway that you have for them. We thank you for your divine direction for all of our lives, Father, that you will lead us and guide us in the way that you have for us, Father. We praise you and worship you for that. Lord, we pray that the will of God will be made known to all of us, Lord, as we seek your face for it. And we pray to know the plan and the purposes and the will of God that can be known to us. Lord, that you would reveal them. I thank you that we have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying right now. Thank you, Jesus. If we have ears to hear, and we're not deaf and dumb, Lord, but Lord, we're spiritually alive. We have the mind of Christ, and we can hear the things of heaven, Father. And we praise you for that today in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, Lord, for that. I want to give you the glory for health and healing in our bodies, Father. We thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Therefore, we are healed. Thank you, Lord, that we can walk in that, Father, because it belongs to us. You promised us. Lord, you said, with a long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. You said that you are the Lord our God that healeth us. So Lord, just release healing tonight to people who are sick in Jesus' name. For your glory, Father, thank you, Lord, that we're not, you know, promoting religion, but we're promoting you, Jesus, in a relationship with you, Father, that people get closer and closer to you all the days of their lives, Father, and they will dwell in your house always, Father. And Lord, we want to be in your house. That's the most important house to dwell in, the house of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for the house of the Lord, that we are dwelling in the house of the Lord in the most holy place, the secret place of the Most High God, Father. Thank you that you're keeping us in your loving care, Father, that the angels of the Lord encamp round about us today. Thank you for that. Lord, bless the time and the word tonight, Father, as well, Father, in Jesus' name, for your glory, Father. Encourage people, speak to people, and deliver people, Father. Thank you for deliverance, Father. Thank you for the children's bread, Father, that you've given us, Father. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you the glory for that. We give you the praise for that. We give you the praise, and we cover the broadcast tonight with the blood of Jesus. Thanking you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke the devouring devil. We rebuke those demons in the name of Jesus. Say no, devil, in the name of Jesus. We say yes, Lord. Amen to you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you permission to have your way with us, Father. That you would have your way in our lives, and you would lead us in the pathways of righteousness all the days of our life, and we will continue to dwell in your house, the house of the Lord forever, even here and now, plus for eternity. Father, forever and ever, we glorify your name for these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray and give you praise. Amen. Amen. All right. Are you ready tonight? I'm ready. We're going to get into this word tonight. Depression and discouragement, the devil's work. That's what it is. It's the devil's work. And we're going to just expose it, talk about it, and get the enemy beat down tonight the best we can here by the power of the Spirit. Amen. Are you with me on that? Let's do it. Let's just tear the enemy up here where he's tried to work against many of God's people. So many people that they face numerous difficulties in their own minds. That's where the battleground is. That's where the warfare is. It's in the mind. The mind gets offended. The mind gets hurt. The mind gets manipulated by demons. The mind pouts because it doesn't get its way. You know, the flesh is attached to the mind. I mean, they're so close to each other. So is it any wonder that there's so many difficulties in their mind, in the people's minds, in our minds, all of our minds? We have to face the battle and win the battle, engage the enemy in the mind, or he will prevail against us. And we just don't want him prevailing. Do you? I sure don't want the devil to prevail in my mind. Amen? So this is war. This is all-out spiritual warfare. And one of these areas that people face within themselves, really, any time of the year, it can come. And it has its seasons where it's more intense, you know, like holidays and things, but, you know, it could come any time of the year. It's depression. And what happens when you step on something? You depress it. You squeeze it down. You press on it. You put pressure on it. Well, depression can be like that. You know, pressure is on your mind. Your mind is being squeezed by demons. And if you give place to them, they'll just move on in. And you'll have a problem with depression. And it'll stay there until you get it cast out. It'll just continue. Okay? So when the demons step on your mind, they depress it. And depression can come in many different degrees, mild depression, heavy depression, even paralyzing depression. That's right. So just about all people probably face mild depression at times in life. Most people attack with that. In fact, many have lived their lives in a state of mild depression, which is not good. You should not live in depression at all. You should get out of it. By the power of the Spirit of the living God, right? Amen, folks. We have the authority. We have the power of these things. But, you know, so many people are subdued by the enemy. And the enemy gets his way with them. And therefore, they give place to the devil in this area. And depression is a very sneaky little snake, I tell you. A little sneaky serpent that can move in on Christians before they know what's happening to them. And so some have bouts with heavy depression, too. And that's like a weight bearing down on a person seemingly all the time when they're in the heavy depression. And joy, I mean, well, they just don't even know what that is most of the time. The joy just seems to run from them, elude them, as they suffer the heaviest weights of depression on their lives. And it's a demonic spirit, you know. They know how to squeeze you, not just in this area, but many areas. They'll squeeze you in many areas of your life to get you beat down under their control if they get away with it. So there's this is the paralyzing. There's a paralyzing type of depression too. This kind just makes a person totally quit in life and just want to die. In fact, some of them do commit suicide when they get under the paralyzing depression. Their lives are just a struggle to live and get up every morning. They're just so depressed about things. Yeah. And so this kind of just makes them just want to kill themselves sometimes and commit suicide sometimes. And, of course, a relative of depression we're also talking about here, the discouragement, too. You know, that's a bad enemy too. And Satan enjoys troubling Christians with depression and discouragement. These things are powerful against Christians because Christians don't fight it. They don't know what's going on in their lives. They don't often understand how these subtle spirits move in and begin to torment them and trouble them. So he wants to put pressure on each of us to depress us and to bruise us, to wound us, to batter us. How many know there's a lot of battered soldiers in the army of God? A lot of battered and beat up soldiers. Maybe you're feeling kind of beat up and battered too. And maybe it wasn't depression and discouragement. Maybe it's something else that the enemy used on you. Maybe it's sorrow and grief and mourning. Maybe that one got a hold of you. You know, it's easy to get into a grieving position when things don't turn out the way you want them to turn out in life. And you can just grieve, or you lose somebody you love and you don't understand why you lost them. So they were just too young to die, or they walked out of your life, and you wonder, why did this happen to me? Well, you know, the enemy hates people, and, you know, he doesn't care if they're saved or unsaved. He's going to try to torment the human race, and he's going to try to call them mucho trouble, right? So that's what he's about, because he hates God's creation, because he knows that we've been given authority over him, and my, he just can't handle that. He can't handle that you and I have authority over him. That just eats him up. Okay? But anyway, let's look a little more at this. You know, many people in the Bible suffered from depression and types of depression and discouragement. Some with mild, some with heavy, and some with some paralyzed. Look at Deuteronomy 1:21 here. Says here, behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord thy Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee, fear not, and neither be what? Discouraged. Okay, so notice that that word is used there. Okay, and so there was a problem then with that, and God telling you don't be afraid. In the same line, he tells you don't be discouraged. So, you know, there's some relationship there. And you know, people that get in fear often get discouraged too. And God had to tell them to not be discouraged. That's how important it was. To not let it ruin them or rule over them, but instead to obey God. And some people, it's hard for them to obey God when they're under the influence of these spirits, right? You know, these ugly spirits of discouragement and depression have stopped many Christians from possessing their land. And they were going to go in here, Israel was, and possess the land that God had promised them. So how many know that not every Christian possesses what God promises them? The Word of God is full of promises. So how many Christians are walking in the promises and the blessings that God promised them? Well, I'm telling you, not as many as we'd like to see. I mean, not as many as is possible for them to do it. God said that. But why aren't they doing it? Well, could it be that these spirits have something to do with that? Let's go to Judges, right over here, just a little ways, to Judges chapter 6, and look at verse 13. Judges 6, verse 13. It says here, and Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. He wasn't very encouraged in the Lord. And the Lord, I mean, he was kind of depressed about all that stuff. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? I'm not saying, didn't I send? Am I not sending you now? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my father is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house. He didn't see himself as much, in other words. look at how we suffered and how beat down we've been by the Midianites, and I'm the least of my, I'm the least of a person at the bottom of all, you know. Depression and discouragement have been working on Gideon for a long time, right? They had him all beat down. And he just thought very little of himself. And a lot of Christians think very little of themselves, too, because the enemy has been beating them down for years. And how many know that? He's gotten away with it, a lot of them. And he'll get away with it in you if you let him do that to you. But you got to say, no, devil, I'm not going to let you do that to me because I know who I am. I know my position in God. I know I'm an overcomer. And I know what you're up to, devil. Amen. Look at another one, Jonah. How many remember the story of Jonah? Oh, yeah. Story of Jonah and the whale. Or the whale, but the big fish, the Bible says. It doesn't say it's a whale. So a lot of people just think it was a whale when it wasn't. Just like, you know, the Adam and Eve thing. They think that Adam was off in the garden somewhere. Here's Eve, you know, he's eating the fruit and all that. And then she goes and finds Adam. But no, Adam was standing there right with Eve when she ate the fruit. And he knew what he was doing when he ate it. And he wasn't off running around in the garden somewhere. And then Eve had to go find him and give him the fruit. No, but Jonah. Let's look at Jonah, the little book of Jonah, Jonah 4, 8, and 9. Jonah 4, verse 8 and 9, it says, and it came to pass, when the sun did arise, God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. So he was just ready to die. He just he was depressed about it that the Lord saved Nineveh, right? He wanted them to die. And so he let the devil work on him. Obviously, he was so depressed about life and angry at God that he wanted to die. You remember the story? So there's people in the Bible that have suffered, and so under this depression, they struggle with it. And we'll look at a couple more in just a minute. But let me just go on with this in just a minute. But demons have blocked you, stopped you, hindered you from living in God's best through these spirits. And his right now very best. He has a right now best for you. And how many Christians are walking in the right now best? Generational hindrances, familiar family line spirits. That's right. These spirits have gotten in the way of you having God's best. And instead of God's best, many of you have been stolen from and experienced Satan's plan for your life instead of God's plan. You know, God has a plan for all of our lives, right? In Jesus' name, he does. And yet the enemy has stolen it from so many Christians. They never even walk in the plan of God for their life. Never even walk in it. Don't let that be you. It doesn't have to be you, okay? But it is a lot of Christians. That's what's happening. Yeah. Fear and discouragement has stopped a person from possessing what is theirs. Maybe it stopped you from possessing what's yours. These demons are strong, and they stopped Israel from, not stronger than Jesus, of course, don't get me wrong, but these demons stopped Israel from possessing the promised land. They had to wander another 40 years in the wilderness, right? These spirits could call you to disobey God. Some of you have failed to obey God because of fear and discouragement as well. So these demons have been successful in stopping you. You've been robbed, and some of you are continually being robbed of God's blessing. And it's time to stop these robberies and catch that thief and get some payback. Amen? If the thief is found, he'll pay back. He'll restore, you know, 100-fold. But you got to find the thief. And a lot of people just fail to see the thief at work. Instead, they just don't see so many things today. They have a low level of discernment. Remember Elijah and Jezebel, man, he ran from Jezebel and then he pouted and said, I just want to die. I just want to die, God. I'm the only one left who's serving you. But that was not true. God said there's, 7,000 who not bowed the knee to Baal or something like that. I don't remember the exact number without looking it up, but he just was all depressed, saying, well, nobody knows, you know, the trouble I've seen. You know, I'm the only one who serves you, Lord. I'm all alone. Just let me die. That's what he said. You know, giving up is a characteristic of depression and discouragement. And fear can also paralyze you such that you want to give up too. But it's also a selfish human reaction to difficulty too, you know. If you have a little difficulty, then yeah, it's easy to fall into the trap of these demons, okay? Then you just want to quit. You want to run. You want to escape life and hide away somewhere. There are people who just hide away in their homes, don't want to come out, don't want to go to work, don't want to do anything when they're under the influence of these spirits. Oftentimes there's guilt with it, too. Person might feel just overwhelmed by their many personal failures in life or their faults. Their personal demons are getting to them, in other words, and they're letting them. We've all had failures in life. So, I mean, how many of us haven't? So we just got to apply the blood of Jesus and move on, knowing that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We're going to make it, folks. We're going to make it. It's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. Yeah, but the devil don't want you to know that. He don't want you to know the grace of God, the goodness of God, the forgiveness of God, the mercies of God. The Bible says the mercies of God are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. See, he's going to keep being faithful to you, but you just can't give up. See, that's what the enemy wants you to do, give up and not believe in the mercies of God new every morning, the faithfulness of God every day, the goodness and mercy that following you all the days of your life. There's no reason for depression, but see, if you give place to these spirits, then, you know, they'll give you a reason for having them, all right? People often get depressed about their job or discouraged about their job. Relationships, too, sometimes, or lack of relationships. at work as well in the relationship they do have at work. Sometimes they get them discouraged too because they don't like somebody. Somebody doesn't like them. Somebody's mistreating them at work. You know, why do people get violent sometimes at work and go to their jobs and do damage and shoot people and stuff? Why do you think they do that? Well, do you think the demons have anything to do with that? Of course, though. Something depressed them, though. Something attacked them so bad about their job or the people at their job, they were tormented and could not rest until they reacted in a demonically inspired way, see? A demonically inspired way. A way that was not healthy for them or the people at their job, okay? And so these spirits depressed them so bad about their job that they were tormented, couldn't rest, you know? Some people are just too sensitive about everything. See, you know, there's a spirit of oversensitivity, too, you know, that can get on you and make you so sensitive you get offended over just about anything. You know, your wife says something the wrong way, you get offended. Your husband says something the wrong way, you're all offended for hours and sometimes days and all this stuff. They're withholding bedroom privileges from you or they're not rubbing your back anymore or whatever, you know. So you realize these spirits of oversensitivity can work on you and work you up into some kind of a demonic frenzy and mess with your life. You got to guard against these things. See? Don't you think that Satan has something to do with it when a person gets so depressed or discouraged or angry that they go back to work and shoot people? You've heard of that? I know that even though some of them might be on meds, see, because a lot of people run to the meds. They start getting discouraged, depressed. They go take meds. They think that that's the solution to their problem because they've been programmed by the world system to believe that that really is going to do something for them when it doesn't do nothing for them but cause them more problems, right? Those mind meds. But sure, yeah, demons working on people. And when any of us stay depressed or discouraged, we're disabled by the enemy. And Satan has us right where he wants us to get us in a position of bondage, see, and continue to just torment us. I mean, a lot of Christians are tormented today. I hear my email all the time, you know, please help me. You know, I'm so tormented. I'm so troubled. My family's going through this. I'm going through this. I got myself in an awful situation somehow, and I don't know how to get out or, you know, all this stuff we hear all the time, see. The battle is just ongoing, and it's a tough battle, okay? Demonic battle, especially if you don't know how to fight back, but it's bad enough even when you do know how to fight back. You got to resist the devil until he flees from you. How long is that going to take? Well, just as long as necessary. You just keep resisting until he flees. I don't care how long you have to do it. You just keep doing it. You keep that war until the enemy is off your back, man. Whatever it takes. What? Oh, yeah. We're not obey God or do anything great in the kingdom of God when we're letting these demons have their way with us. We're pressed down with a weight on us. We're depressed that something is pressing down and you know, we just can't seem to get out from under. But we have to learn to break free in Jesus' name. Amen? Have to learn that. Amos 4:1. Hear this word, ye kind of Bashan that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink. See, there are those who would depress a Christian so much that it would crush him. How many know that's one of the goals of depression and discouragement, to bring you to a place of just being crushed and worthless in your walk, that you're not getting anywhere, not accomplishing anything because you've been crushed by the enemy and he's been successful. Satan uses people with demons to do that to people too. He's going to use people against you. So be on guard against those types of people. You need to set a watch against them because you realize there are going to be people out there that are under the demon's control that will be used against you if you let that take place. And if you resist the devil's in them, and recognize what's going on, then you'll be able to be escaping from that situation. I might also add that there's almost nothing that sets people up for depression and discouragement like the spirits of rejection. They will set you up for that. Those spirits of rejection, have you ever been rejected by somebody? You just were just really wanting them as a friend, and all they did was reject you. You were really wanting them in your life, but instead they rejected you. You were trying to, have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or perhaps you were engaged to somebody, and then they rejected you. Maybe it's the family members that rejected you. Maybe they decided you're going to be the black sheep of the family, and they rejected you. Maybe it was another Christian at church rejected you. Maybe it was somebody at work, a work person, or some other important to you person rejected you. And even if somebody dies on you, it could be a form of rejection. I mean, you know, when my father died, I was young. And probably somewhere between 6 and 8 years old, I can look back and find out the exact age. But, you know, that's when he left in a car wreck. And I was in the car, too. You know, I could have died. My mother was in the car also. She could have died, but God had mercy. He had a plan for me. I don't know if my dad was saved or not. I have no idea for sure whether he was. We were not necessarily a real Christian home. There may have been some religion there, but it wasn't true Christianity there at that time. But, you know, God kept me alive. He kept my mother alive, and I felt rejected. My father had suddenly left me. How can you tell a little boy about death, you know, when their father disappears out of their life? Why did you go, Dad? You know, where are you? Yeah, it was a head-on collision in the mountains of Colorado. We were on vacation, just left them, and had that happen. We were living in Colorado at the time. That's the job that he had. They transferred him around from my dad when, I was a little boy. He got transferred to a number of different places. He worked for Martin Marietta. Rocket design. But anyway, he didn't work there anymore. I hope he went to heaven, but I have no idea. And that's sad for me, but, you know, I've moved on. And you have to move on. If a loved one dies and they go to hell and they weren't saved, that's tragic. And the enemy could use that to beat you down, too, if you let him. But no, you got to just rejoice in the Lord and commit them to Christ. If they're saved, they're saved. If they're not, they're not. And move on. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to hear. They'd rather just say everybody goes to heaven, like Hollywood said. Everybody goes to heaven. But no, everybody doesn't go to heaven. Everybody doesn't get saved. Everybody is not born again. Many people are not. And they never will be. But, hey, God promised if we pray for our family, they can get saved, okay? So let's pray for them and believe God that every one of them will be saved if they haven't died already. Amen? But there is no sting like the sting of rejection we're talking about. That's a nasty thing. And many men I have counseled cannot get over their wives leaving them. And a lot of men, you know, it's like they're sabotaged for life, the demons that work them over. They're sabotaged for life because their wife left them. And they never seem to ever get another relationship unless they get a lot of deliverance and unless they get free. And some women also. They love that man, and he left them for another man or another woman, and they just won't move on in life. And some, well, women are like that, and some men are like that too, a number of them. And they just can't get over the hurt and the rejection of this person, rejecting and leaving him for someone else and divorcing him or whatever happened. So there are many spirits that work with the rejection spirit. And so many spirits. And you can be sure that these depression and discouragement will kick in and try to get a stronghold set up too in our lives. If there is rejection going on, they will try to do that And if you're not on guard, it'll happen. Okay? And it's not a sin to be attacked and troubled and be discouraged or depressed. It's not a sin to be tempted to discouragement and depression. It's not a sin to be tempted to it. But it is a sin to stay depressed and discouraged because it's giving place to the devil, see? Right. And we all face these temptations at times and these devils' attacks at times. It's not a sin to be attacked by devils. It's a sin when you start giving place to that devil. See? When you start giving them the right to be what they are tempting you to be in your life. And you've got to resist the devil and he will flee. But, you know, if you don't resist, then you're giving place to him. And God said, don't. But when they come, I want to give you some keys to overcome them, because you've got to overcome the enemy when they come at you. And whether it be rejection, whether it be depression, discouragement, fear, whatever is coming your way. And I'm telling you, things are going to come our way in this life and try to tempt us to fall into the control of these spirits, right? Resist the devil and he will flee. Resist the devil and he flee. Resist the devil and he flee. You got to remember this is scripture. So number one, you got to watch what you say. I'm telling you, your words are life and death to you. If you speak the wrong thing, you're bringing yourself under bondage. Let's Job 4:4 says, "Thy words have upholden him that was fallen. Thy words have upholden him that was fallen. And thou hast strengthened the feeble knee." See, the words have such power. Words are a powerful force. And often the words you speak over you and about you are the most powerful, influencing words you're ever going to hear. See, because a lot of people are talking a lot of things about themselves that they should not be speaking about themselves. And therefore, they're going into bondage because they're speaking those things. Yeah. They're speaking those things they shouldn't be speaking. Have you not spoken things in your lifetime that you shouldn't have spoken? Of course you have. I have. We've all done it. We've all fallen in the trap of Satan in that way. But hey, the Bible has given us some wisdom. We can be upholded by the words that we speak. Or we can be trapped and snared by the words that we speak. Right? So we better be on guard, folks. We better be on guard with what we're saying with our mouth. We better pay attention to the words that you speak over yourself and about you. These are the most powerful, influencing words. See? Words can turn winners into losers or losers into winners. It can turn people that are in bondage into people that are free, or it can do the other thing. People that are free, they're going into bondage by their own words. They can be like drinking poison to a person. Okay? The depressed person, just, you know, one step deeper into the pit of depression by their own mouth. They could take another step deeper. They could be in more, greater bondage than ever by their own word. Because, you know, once they get in depression, they start parroting what the demons say. The demons tempt you to speak things over your own self. And before long, you're speaking them things and bringing yourself into all kinds of trouble. In the Greek, the word encouragement has the idea of a person joining another on a journey and speaking words to the traveler that encourage them to just keep on pressing on in spite of the obstacles in their way. You know, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord, right? Remember? Well, we need to do the same thing. We need to speak God's word to ourselves. Speak life, speak encouragement to ourselves. Amen. Amen. Keep doing that. Be bold with your mouth and say the right thing. Don't be, you know, depressed in your speaking by the enemy where he don't let you speak the right thing. I mean, no, he'll try to have you speaking the wrong thing all the time if you're not paying attention to the word and you don't have the word daily in your life. You know, this is just such an important thing about the mouth, what you're saying about yourself. That tongue will get you in a lot of trouble. It's a little member set on fire by hell. See, the Bible says in James, the fires of hell will light up your tongue. The fires of demons will light up your tongue, and you'll be speaking such garbage before long, and you say, well, how could I ever have said that? when you come to your senses again about it. Number two, learn to receive words of encouragement from other people too. Too many, when they're depressed, they want to shut everybody else out, even God. I mean, that's not healthy. And this is a time you need people, but you need God more than you need people. But you also need people, and you need not to run and hide yourself away alone where you might really get worked over by demons there, and it might even get way worse, right? When you're doing that, but you're allowing yourself to be in a place like that, it might get way worse. Well, I'm just going to lock myself in my home and have a pity party, have a misery party, and be depressed and discouraged. And, well, you come out of there with more demons, because then demons can go right through the walls of your house. There's no problem with them getting in there. They're interdimensional beings, of course. Acts 11:22. It says here, then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. But when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. See? He come and exhorted them. So all that with purpose of heart, he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. He encouraged them. He exhorted them. Praise the Lord. Right? There are words you need to hear, and there are words you need to speak. And when you're in this condition, God can send somebody to speak them into your life. I mean, no, that sometimes people say things to us, and it's like the Lord speaking into our life some things. God set it up, man. He set it up for you. And that's important, that we allow ourselves to be in a position to have him speak that way. And if you just, if you isolate yourself and become a loner, then who's going to talk to you? You'd be around other godly people, people that love the Lord sometimes. Amen. Because, Jesus loves you, and he wants you to come out on top and have victory. Number three, present yourself as afresh to the Lord. How long has it been since you presented yourself afresh to the Lord? Yeah, it says Romans 12:1. I said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body the living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. How long has it been since you presented yourself afresh to the Lord? Amen. Too often the reason that we're depressed and discouraged is because we have gone our own way, our own selfish, stubborn, pride-filled way. The pride of man goes before a fall, and you've fallen now because you've gotten pride, and now you need to present yourself afresh to the Lord and maybe confess that you've been in pride. So that he has the right to do his will in you again. Amen? We've been too caught up in self. You ever gotten too caught up in yourself? A lot of Christians have done that. We've all done it. Got all selfish, caught up in our own desire, caught up in our own lust, our own thing that we want in life. And does that bring us closer to the Lord? Normally not. Okay? It brings us more into the self thing and selfishness. Remember Paul, the great apostle? Even suffered from depression and discouragement, and we see it. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1:16. 2 Timothy 1:16 here. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. See? But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. He found Paul when he needed to find Paul. Somebody can find you when they need to find you, when God wants to minister to you. It's not something to be ashamed of, though. Okay? It's a part of our warfare in the earth. There is a devil, and he wants you out of the fight. He wants to whoop you. He wants to get you down. He wants to wear you out. The Bible says he's going to try to wear out the saints of God in the latter days here, and we're in those days. And many people are being worn out and given up and quitting. Weary, and the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not, right? So don't let the devil take you into that place, a bad location to be, okay? These spirits are on a mission from Satan. They just steal, kill, and destroy each one of us if we let them get away with it. They're sent to bring other demons with them, too. They don't come alone. How many know there's never just one demon in a person? If people have demons, there's always a bunch of them, never just one or two. And these bring others with them. Reinforcement, kindred demons such as suicide, hopelessness, never going to change, and cutting. Some people cutting on themselves when they get these spirits of depression, discouragement. They start cutting on their body, like those prophets of Baal. They were cutting on themselves, and nothing was happening. They had the sacrifices, the devils up there, and Baal wasn't answering, no devils was answering them. And so they just started cutting on themselves. Yeah, they were so in a discouraged, depressed state that because the devils weren't showing up and lighting up the sacrifice like Elijah. You know, oh, God lit his sacrifice up, but nothing happening with the devil's sacrifice. Yeah. So hopelessness, you know, and fear and loneliness and self-pity and self-centeredness and pride. And pride is a covering for so many things. Pride will come in and accommodate you when you're in these conditions, and it'll maybe give you a false feeling of better when it's not better at all, but they'll give you a false feeling of being better. It's a demon. It's not anything from God. There's a lot of spirits that come down and out, spirits that get you down and out, get you mourning, get you groaning under life's pressure, right? If we allow the devils and we don't immediately remove them and rebuke them and do warfare against them, they will build a stronghold, and we will need to repent for letting them in and then get some deliverance. And sometimes we're going to have to get a lot of deliverance because we let so much in, right? Because Satan has many devices he uses on the human race. The unholy, ugly devils of the demonic realm of darkness have been very, very effective on many, many, many people, and have managed to pull many out of the fight and make them ineffectual and spiritually weak and defeated and prisoners of war, the prisoners in the devil's camp. I mean, in some area of their life, when the demons have got control there, they're just under the influence of the enemy, under the control of the devil. Ineffective spiritually and weak spiritually. And not the kind of weak that when you're weak, you're strong either. I'm not talking about that kind of weakness. That kind of weakness is total humility, total dependency on God. That's a different kind of weakness. When you're that kind of weakness and totally strong in the Lord and dependent on Him, then you're really strong because you're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You're not strong in your own strength anymore. You're dependent on His strength. See, oftentimes with these spirits, though, a person may allow in bitterness, and when that bitterness comes in, oh, that bitter root can begin to take place. That bitter root can begin to grow in there, and you're in a dangerous position when that takes place. Dangerous position. Often unforgiveness will grab a hold there, and you get so unforgiving toward others, and perhaps people have hurt you or offended you or some manner. Or hopelessness can come in at this point, and these can really wreak havoc upon a person. So we must recognize the attacks of darkness and see these things and say no very quickly to these attacks. Because the sooner we say no, the better off we will be. We must not entertain devils to any degree. You know, once you start entertaining them, they start moving in because, hey, they let me into their living room. I'm going to just move in there. Yeah? These are the kind of people, I mean, like the people that come to visit you and they don't leave. And you have to drive them out, right? Demons are like that. If you let them into your living room, they're not going to want to leave when it's time to go, see? When you want them out of there, they're not going to go so easily as you let them in. But we don't need to entertain devil to any degree, or we will be taken into captivity to these evil ones of darkness. And a lot of people in captivity to demons today, and they don't have to be, but they have yielded to those things. Don't yield to these depression spirits. Don't yield to these things. Okay? Number four, we need to learn to worship God. Because the devil hates the praises of God. Remember the Bible says, put the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand, right? So if you start worshiping God, you put on worship music or, you know, dancing around the house in the spirit unto the Lord like David danced before the Lord, glorifying God and filling yourself with praise and worship, your mouth, putting the praises of God in your tongue and your mouth, and just offering up the sacrifices of praise, as it says in Hebrews. Hey, guess what happened then? The enemy gets discouraged very quickly, and he's got to get out of there. He can't stand that. That's right. He hates that. Hates it when you start getting into that kind of a position, see? And then, of course, number five is continue to believe God no matter what. No matter what. Okay? You just believe God. Faith, we walk by. Every day, it's a walk of faith. It's not, you know, a walk of fear. It's not a walk of bondage. It's a walk of faith, and we fight the good fight of faith as well. But no matter what comes past, you know, Jesus will come through for you if you'll continue to believe God. And you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, as the word says. David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Well, he believed it and he saw it. And you believe it, you will see it too as well, brothers and sisters. But we must never give up. Remember one thing the Bible says, if God be for you, what? Who can be against you? God said that to us. If God be for us, now that includes devils and demons, see? If God be for us, how can they prevail against us? If we walk in the knowledge of him being for us, if we walk in that and we let that be the dominant force in our life, but a lot of Christians don't believe that, you know, that's the case. But Satan's not going to win if we remember that God is good and has good still plans for your life. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're sucking air, God has still plans for your life, for each of us. No matter how we may have failed or how many times we failed, how many times or how many adversities we may have faced in life, God still has good things for you. If you blow plan A, he has plan B. If you blow plan B, he has plan C. If you blow plan C, he has plan D. He has more plans than you have failures, see, because God is good. Right? And we know that the Bible says, Genesis 4:7, sin lieth or croucheth at our doorstep. But we must master it or walk in authority over it. See, God gave us the authority. We need to walk in it. See? If you don't do that, then don't be surprised if the enemy doesn't move in very quickly into you and try to dominate your life. But we have a part to play in this. And that's the thing. We can't just be passive like so many Christians. They want somebody else to do all their fighting for them. And they think that God is going to do it all for them or somebody else is going to do it for them, but they don't have to do it. And everything will be all right. No, that's not the way things work. The weapons of our warfare. It didn't say the weapons of somebody else's warfare. They're the weapons of our warfare. Right? Are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, saints. Right? And yeah, Satan wants to enter the door of our life to destroy us if he can get away with it, see? But we're going to have to close those doors in his ugly face and say, no. No devil, no depression, no discouragement, no fear, no hopelessness, no suicide. No. Because God is on our side. He's not against us. And if God be for us, right? Hey, nobody else is going to be able to stand against us if we believe that and we know that. We walk that way, see? Jesus is for you today, right now, if you faint not. Guess what? Your due season of blessing will come to you. God has a due season of blessing for all of us, see? But many Christians today have been in life battles that have simply drained them. They have not the passion any longer, the drive or the enthusiasm, the zeal of the Lord, the energy, the positive outlook, and the strength that they once had. What happened? The enemy got in there and stole it from them. The thief coming not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. See, life has not always been easy for any of us, right? And things have not always worked out, right, the way that people want them to work out. We can be sure of that. They don't always work out the way you want them to work out. But you know what? That doesn't mean Jesus left. It doesn't mean you need to let the devil have your zeal and your passion and your enthusiasm and your energy and your outlook and your spiritual strength. Don't need to let them steal that away from you, the demon and the devil. Right? There's still hope, folks. God wants to revive you, restore you, refresh you, and set you in that motion again, that spiritual motion. Mm-hmm. That's right. He wants that to happen in your life. He wants you to continue on the straight and narrow path, even though you might have departed for a while. I mean, how many depart for a while, but they get back on? And yet they feel so horrible that they got off. But God forgives all that. You just get back on the path. That's what matters. Get back on the straight and narrow. Just keep on walking the walk of faith. Keep on walking. You'll pick up where you left off. I know that's not always possible because you blew it. And it takes a while to recover. Let's go to Judges here. Judges 15, verses 18 and 19. Here it says, "And he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of these uncircumcised? But God clave a hollow place was in the jaw, a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereof. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof in Hakor, which is in Lehi unto this day, and he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. They're talking about Samson. He just killed 1,000 Philistines. He's just been in a warring and tearing battle with the enemy, and he was exhausted. He was exhausted from the battle, and help, God, I'm thirsty. I'm fainting here. That's right. I'm fainting here. It's just too much. Yeah, too much. I can't take it. You know, I need to. Yeah, some of you maybe have been through incredibly wearing and tearing things lately. And some of you just worn out. Tough battles, man. Tough battles, sister. And Samson said, man, I'm worn out. I'm weary. I'm just going to die of thirst and fall into the hands of the enemy, the devil, and his plans for me. You ever said that? I'm just worn out. I just give up. I quit. The tiredness, weariness, discouragement, depression, hopelessness are clearly enemies to the believers, right? That's what we said. I remember a lady whose son died on the railroad track. Yeah, I guess he was drinking. And he was sitting on the railroad track and train ran over him. He was in the car. Train ran over and killed him. And she just had not recovered to this day, as far as I know, because it was just too much for the woman. Right? But God made a way. Yeah, he sent me. I tried to help her, but she just wouldn't receive the help. You know, some people just won't receive help. You can do the best to help some people, and they just will not receive it. They just want to wallow in their demonic situation, wallow in her weariness, wallow in her self-pity, wallow in her mourning for her son. And it's tragic what happened to her son, but you can't stay there the rest of your life like that. The warfare of life take a lot of energy. Yeah, maybe that. Again, problem with financial something or relationship something, that stubbornness and rebellion that's still in you, causing you to make the wrong decisions or causing you to do the wrong thing. That problem with your physical body, some of those people are having problems with their physical body can wear and tear on them. See? Takes a lot out of them. But notice, God made a place and brought Samson water supernaturally. Right? the water, the washing of the word. How many know we get got to have that washing of the water of the word? The water speaks of the washing of the water of the word. The water speaks of the Holy Spirit. Water speaks of, you know, a number of things in the Bible, but, you know, these are some of them. But this is what God wants to do for each of us. That spirit, that zeal, that passion, that fire came again, and he was revived. He was revived, and he went back and looked some more, right? I mean, how long has it been since you've been revived? Well, that's too long. It's time to be revived and have your spirit come again. That's what it says about family. His spirit came again back there. He was so fainting. But by spirit, I mean your passion, your zeal, your drive, your energy, your excitement about Jesus, your fire, your Holy Ghost fire, your Holy Spirit fire, that readiness and anointing that says, who does that devil think he is? See? Who does that devil think he is? Who is this uncircumcised devil coming against the armies of the living God? David said that. See, that fire was in David when he said, who is that uncircumcised devil thing, Goliath? To defy the army. I'll cut his head off. I'll cut your head off, boy. You know? We're going to get rid of you. Who do you think you are, devil? That giant. That mixed playing with demons and humans that took place to create the races of the giant. Yeah. Is that, you know, which motivates, drives, and compels and moves you into action. I mean, your spirit is where the Holy Spirit dwells. The spirit will motivate you if you allow that to take place. See? Hebrews 12. Go there. Hebrews 12. 12 and 13. It says here, wherefore lift up the hands which are hanging down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which you're lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. What's lame in your life? What's hanging down in your life? What do you give up on in your life? Let your spirit be revived today. Lift up those drooping arms that don't lift up anymore and praise the Lord. Listen, you have the choice to believe in Jesus and his truth or in your carnal knowledge that always tells you you can't. You're probably not going to make it. That's probably not for you. You're probably not going to have enough. You're just too messed up. You're just too big a problem. You're just never going to change. You're just so hopeless. You know, it couldn't possibly change for you. Not today, maybe never, right? Maybe another day, but no, it can't change for you, folks. Now faith is now, folks. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of the Lord, not tomorrow. Oh, it'll never come for me. I'll never get breakthrough. I'll never be able to pay all these bills. I'll never be able to get a decent place to live. Just say it. In Jesus' name, I'm going to get a great place to live. I'm going to be happy with what I have, and I'm going to enjoy it in Jesus' name. Amen. God's going to give me the place that others can't get. Even if they have more money than I have. Even if they have more this or that or the other than I have. I'm going to have the place. Because God's going to bless me with it. Amen. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. We got to remember who we are, see, folks. We just got to keep reminding ourselves, because it's so easy to get over into the natural, begin looking at circumstances and situations and getting down about it. And looking at things in the natural ways, see, it's easy to look at things and talk according to the natural. It's easy to do that, but we can't do that. We're above that. We got to live above that by the Spirit of God. So let your spirit be revived today. Amen. Amen. Let it be revived. Too often our sickness or a death, or a deception, a lie, a carnality is more real to us than the work of Jesus on the cross, because, hey, we never had a clear understanding of the magnitude of the victory that was on the cross that day 2,000 years ago, right? And you need to have a revelation of that. You need to have a revelation that he did it for you. You need to have a revelation that you got the authority, that he went into hell, took it from the devil. Yeah, he stripped him. And then he gave us power and authority over all the power of the enemy. If you could just drink it in, that if anyone be in Christ, all things have become new. Old things passed away. If you could just drink that in, and stand in its reality, the world around you will change because you're going to look at it different. How many know the world is the way you look at it a lot of times? You bring yourself into bondage by the way you look at things, see? Amen. Amen. You know, God is not pointing an accusing finger at you. You know who's doing that? The devils are doing that. They're the ones accusing you. Oh, yeah, they'll blame God. Say, that's God. He's mad at you just like you. He's disappointed you. You're just a big fail. You're just a big dum-dum. You know, that's what the devil will tell you. But no, no. How can he condemn his own blood? How could God condemn his own blood? We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. See, whatever Jesus has, we got. We're in the family of God today, right now. He sees his spirit in you when he looks at you. How can he condemn his own spirit? That would be stupid. You know, going around condemning your own self all the time. Well, God couldn't do that. He's not going to condemn his own spirit, his own blood. What, his own redeemed person that he redeemed you, he paid the price to redeem you, why would he condemn that? Amen. He sees his mind when he looks at you because, you know, we have the mind of Christ. How can he condemn his own mind? The Bible says we have the mind of Christ right now. Yeah. You may not be accessing it. You might not be living from it. You might not be walking in it, but nevertheless, it is there. It is yours. That is who you are. That's what you have. So what does he want to do? He wants to lead you into the reality and the truth of your new creation nature and teach you how to live from it instead of your fleshly and carnal mind. He don't want you living from that anymore, right? Too many Christians have lived, you know, for 2,000 years as though the word of God is of no effect in them. Yeah, we don't need to live that way. We quickly accept all that the carnal mind suggests to us, as long as it sounds religious or comes from the wrong tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, instead of the tree of life. We accept the garbage to come. Hey, why is that? Listen, let's go to Romans 8 and look at verse 7 here. Romans 8, verse 7. There we go here, one page more. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It can't be because it's a carnal mind. It's a fleshly mind. And in my flesh dwelleth no good thing because it's the fleshly ruled by sense controlled mind. It is the wrong mind. It's not the mind of Christ. It's the opposite of the mind of Christ. It is ruled by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, not by the tree of life. And therefore, it cannot produce the right kind of fruit. See? And it might be appearing to be very good because there's the tree of knowledge of good. There's good on the tree, but what appears to be good. But if it's not God, it's not good, right? There's none good but God, the Bible says. So if you're not eating from the tree of life, which is God, then it's not good. It's just the tree of knowledge of good and evil and doing the good and the evil. Right, and thinking that, man, I'm doing good religious things. I'm okay. I can stand before God. I'm going to heaven. No, you're not. Just because you eat from the wrong tree, and you don't go to heaven. You got to eat from the tree of life. You got to come to Jesus. We all come. Neither is there given any other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Right? We need to come on in and feed on the tree of life. Right? Oh, yeah. The wrong tree may appear good, very good, and the world has a lot of good works out there that they do, but if it ain't God, it's not good. It's still the wrong tree, and the wrong tree will always be the wrong tree, and it will always produce the wrong fruit. So what is the key to being revived? What is the key to being revived and breaking out of the trap that Satan has so subtly laid to drain us? I'm going to tell you what it is, man. It's spirit power, Holy Spirit power, being moved and motivated and filled and renewed by the Holy Spirit power, amen, by the Spirit of the living God. See, we need a fresh filling up. We need to drink of the water that God has provided, the living water, right? And, yeah, maybe you've been weary. Maybe you've been beat up. You've been beat on. You've been whooped on. But have a drink today, amen. Have a drink. Jump into God's river. Get out of the stagnation pond that you've been wandering and wading in out there and get out of that and get into God's river. Quit living in stagnation pond of the flesh. Bible, give no longer a place to that tiredness, to that discouragement, to that weariness, depression, that fear, the rebellion, the spiritual lethargy, and laziness. These are all demons to drag your life down into the pit of despair and just wear you out. Listen, get moving again. It's time to get moving again spiritually. Amen. Be revived. Amen. The devil's been stealing, you know. The devil's been stealing from the saints. And a lot of the saints just sit back and let him do it. If I was if a thief be found, it should restore a hundredfold. You know, listen, the thief is found by us. We know what he's up to. We know that he's been stealing. He robbed me of a lot of things in my lifetime. And, hey, I'm just saying, payback, devil. Payback. You know, I'm going to get what the devil stole. I'm going to get more than what the devil stole from me. Amen? You need to have that attitude. Recover all that has been lost. This is the word of the Lord for you right now, to recover what has been lost. David, he got before the Lord, encouraged himself in the Lord after they took his family, they took their cattle and took their wealth. They got back to camp. They were all gone. And what did David do? He went and encouraged himself, got in the presence of God, got spirit revived, and David got a word. David got a word from the Lord that said, go, and you shall recover all. Go on. Take your men and go and recover all. I'm giving all back to you. And then some, because he got the spoil of the enemy as well, what they had. You know, he spoiled the enemy that took it in the first place from him. Amen. So get excited about who you are and what you are. Amen. Do you know what you are? Do you know who you are? It's really something. You really something. You've been made over a brand new creation, born again, spiritually energized and empowered from heaven. Amen. So get about excited about that, about what you're doing, about allowing Jesus to live through you more and more and more, and get excited about where you're going. Amen. Where are you going? Are you going to be with him forever? Get excited about walking on the highway of the righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has clothed us with the robe of righteousness right now. I'm wearing that robe. Devil looks at me, he sees, man, that's a righteous man. That's a righteous woman over there. They see that robe on you. So I'm going to try to get at them. I'm going to try to make them believe a lie. I'm going to try to make them believe I can get a demon in them. And they, if they believe it, I'm going to give them a bunch of them. If they'll believe it, if they'll open that door, even though they're a righteous man, they're a righteous woman, I'm going to try to psych them out. I'm going to try to fool them. I'm going to try with my subtlety to deceive them and snake on in there. Slither on in there. If they'll just give me place. That's what the Bible said. Don't give any place. But he'll try to get place in you. But you're a righteous person. You know, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Right now. See, not just the sweet by and by. We're right now the righteousness of God. Right now, you must walk in zeal and spiritual energy today. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I mean, this is our heritage. This is our spiritual right. As a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, as a person of faith in Christ Jesus, that we will walk the walk of faith. We'll walk the walk of victory over the power of the darkness. No, Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. When you're going to start believing that? When you're going to start applying that in your day-by-day life? This is the spiritual battle we're in. We need to apply the truths of the Word of God and cripple the enemy, cripple his attack on you. Amen? Have a passion for the Lord, from the Lord, now in 2022, right now. Have that passion. Our life is hid in Christ. And, you know, when we're in Christ, the life that we have, it requires that we don't stagnate, that we don't sit still and get cold, right? Cold, lukewarm. Are cold, we got to stay hot, full of the fire, fresh oil, fresh fire. The lamp is burning bright. we can let it burn in us. Yes, amen. Fervency. Yeah, and movement and growth. See, because if you're not moving ahead, what happens? See, we have to have the movement. We have to have the growth, because if you quit moving ahead, you stagnate. And death will set in. Spiritual death will try to set in. You can't just sit still in God. You've got to always be moving ahead, always moving forward, climbing that ladder, stepping up another step in the straight and narrow that God has you on. If you stagnate, you quit studying the Word, quit reading the Word, quit praying, quit seeking God, then spiritual death will set in. If you allow that to take place, it will come in. It will mess you up. If you allow that to happen, move ahead, possess your land, possess your inheritance, possess your promised land right now. Resist the tyranny of the enemy. Resist, he's a tyrant. Resist it. Be bold. Don't be controlled by the circumstances of life. So they'll control you. Who's behind the circumstances of life? Many times nothing but a bunch of devils, see? So by being controlled by the circumstances of life, who are you being controlled by? You're being controlled by demons, right? If you allow yourself to let the circumstances be your influencer and controller, then who's really working there? Who are you letting have their way with you? You know, it's a new day. Every day with the Lord is a new day. Move, get moving again. The Bible says that we're to reign in life through one Christ Jesus, by one Christ Jesus. We're to reign in life. We're not to reign in death, because we're not living in death, right? The believer is not in death. They're in life. Now, you go into death if you want to start partaking of the devil. You start partaking of death if you want to. But listen, you're not supposed to live that way. You're not supposed to. God didn't call you to live that way. He called you to live above that, above the snake line. But some Christians, they just got to go down with those snakes, and they're just wiggling all around in their life, swishing around and biting them right and left. And they're just living below the snake line, down where the snakes are. You go so high up in the mountain, high in the mountains of the Lord, that there is no snakes, right? The snakes just don't live well up there. They try to go up there. They don't do too well. But how many Christians don't live up in that area? They need to get up in there. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So get moving again, folks. Get moving again. And start reigning in life as kings and priests. The Bible said we are kings and priests right now. Yes, you are. That's what it says about you. Get moving again, child of God. Pick up your weapons of war. Pick up that sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. Put on that breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Feet shod with the gospel of peace, and get moving again. Be a soldier in God's army. Don't become a prisoner of war, taken by the enemy and all his subtle wiles and trickeries and treacheries that he uses against us. This is war, saints, all-out war, latter days. We are latter day saints, but we're not Mormons. We're living in the latter days, and we are the saints of God, and they're not the saints of God. They're just lying, believe, bought into the devil bought, and they call themselves latter-day saints. They're not saints. They're the devil's own breed, man, because they're a cult. And they're going to hell. I mean, they're eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but they sure aren't eating from the tree of life. I used to pastor among Mormons for a number of years. I know it's just a religion. There is no real relationship with Jesus, but there's a demonic relationship. They have the burning in the bosom, which is a manifestation of demons. That's all that is. But that's another story for another time, right? So when there are cults out there that have they think they got something when they got nothing. And they make you feel like you don't have nothing if you don't join them. I mean, I heard that the Mormons have gotten more Baptists than any other religion. So that shows something wrong there somehow, somewhere, if they've taken people out of being a Baptist to become a Mormon. something missing in with those Baptists that, that fall into that trap. Some kind of relationship, something. Maybe that's because they believe once saved, always saved, and they went up when they were kids, something to the altar, something. Thought that took care of them for their lifetime, and they could just do whatever they wanted after then. I don't know. Or maybe because so many of them are Masons anyway, you know. So Mormonism has a lot of Mason rites, and they give it another name. Maybe they don't call it by Masonry, but still, it takes after Masonry. It's still the occult, still witchcraft. So maybe that's why they win so many Baptists, because the Baptists already, many of them are Masons, and they don't realize that that's Satanism. I don't know, but, you know. How do you think some of the big Baptist temples got built anyway, by Masonic money? Anyway, that's another story. There's a lot of devils in Freemasonry and a lot of bondage there as well. But anyway, let's be those who walk uprightly and finish this race and run the race without fainting, and continue to walk full of the zeal of God all the days of our life, and continue to resist the devil until that day that the Lord says unto us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That day is coming, my friend. That's right. And we're going to be there together, and if I never see you in this lifetime, I'll see you on that day, and we can rejoice together as we stand before the throne of God rejoicing. Amen. What a day that will be. What a glorious day that will be. And we'll be there together, having kept the faith. Amen. Having continued to walk the walk and talk the talk and live the life of grace, filled with the Holy Ghost and with the Holy Spirit, until that day of the Lord's return, of the day that he calls us home, whichever comes back, whichever comes first, right? Amen. Amen. So be encouraged in the Lord. He loves you, and he's going to deliver you. He's not going to ever forsake you. His hand is upon your life. His grace is upon your life. You are a servant of the Most High God and a son or daughter. Yes, you are, and you are precious in his eyes. Father, we thank you for this word you give me to share tonight, if you want me to share tonight. Thank you for speaking to us and preparing our hearts, Father, for more, and for refreshing our hearts and renewing our hearts, Father, renewing our walk, Father. And Lord, we're going to go against these demons here in a minute and tell them to go, and they have to obey. If people want them out, they have to go. We thank you for their deliverance, and thank you for releasing deliverance to the people tonight, Father, that you allow it to take place and people will see results, Father, the result of that, Father. We praise you for that. There's such a need for deliverance in this land, in this world that we live in, because everybody's been influenced. This is something that everybody has been influenced by. Everybody has devils. Everybody's been influenced by the devil. And they're hurting people everywhere we go and everywhere we see them. And they have demons, and it's tragic, love. And so we pray that, Lord, deliverance will become, Lord, the children's bread. We'll have a greater voice in the land, and more will be delivered, Father. Thank you for it. Praise you for it tonight. In Jesus' name, we worship you, honor you, and glorify you. And thank you for the deliverance time tonight. We renounce those devils and tell them they got to get moving in Jesus' name. They got to get moving. They got to come out. For the glory of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it. We thank you for the time and the word tonight. And Lord, we thank you for time and deliverance as well, Father, as we go and begin to cast out these spirits in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and take a short intermission here, and then we're going to come back and cast out some spirits for a while. All right? Is that okay with you? It's okay with me. All right, we'll be right back. About 4 minutes. Delay spirit to stop you from making progress. stop you from being blessed, stop you from moving ahead. So we come against the spirit of delay. It can cause things to just get stuck where nothing happens when it should be happening. And well, why has it not happened, you wonder? And, well, there's a delay spirit at work there. Very likely a delay spirit is working. So we rebuke the spirit of delay. We command it to come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, we cast out devils. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all that delay, move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. In the name of Jesus, you come out of there. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All that delay, all that slow progress there, the hindered progress, slow progress, sabotage progress. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, come out of it. All that hindered progress, slow progress. Come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out. Cough it out. A couple of coughs. Let it go. All the way out. Come on. All, breathe it out. All the way out of there. Keep going. All the way. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Get them moving. Get them moving. All the way out. All the way out. All that spirit of depression, you come out. We break the curse of depression. We break the curses of slow progress in your life. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. Demons, come out. All the way out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. Go. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Depression. Come out. Break generational curses of depression. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come out. 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 Discouragement too. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of discouragement. Break the injury. Spirit of discouragement. Come out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and move up out of there right now. Move, 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 move. Keep moving, keep moving. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Keep moving. That discouragement, come out. We break the curse of discouragement. Break the control spirit of discouragement. Come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Come out. We cast you out. In the name of Jesus right now, that spirit of hopelessness, feeling like you just lost all and there's no hope left. There is a try to make you feel hopeless. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, hopelessness. Spirit of hopelessness. There's just no hope, no point in going on. Just so hopeless. Come out, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. All the way out. Come out, you hopeless spirit. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. 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 All the way out of there. Go. 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 Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. The hopeless spirit. You got to go all the way out. That spirit is just one difficult thing after another. That spirit of difficulty, you come out. Spirit, we break the curse of difficulty. Always just seems like something going wrong. Something just so difficult to get through anything. We command that difficulty spirit to be bound and come out. We break the curse of it. Come out, that spirit of difficulty. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, we cast you out all the way out. Difficulty, you come out. Keep going all the way out. Move in Jesus' name. That spirit of difficulty. Seems like you take one step forward and 10 backwards. It's just so difficult. We rebuke that difficulty. Come out. Let it go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out. That paralyzing spirit, feeling like you're paralyzed, you can't move ahead, like something just holding you back, you feel like you're paralyzed, everything's just bound up. You can come out of there, that paralyzed spirit, it's got you paralyzed. You can't move ahead. You can't do anything. It's tied up and controlled by paralyzed. Come out. Come out. Come out. That paralyzing spirit, you go in the name of Jesus right now. You come out. Come out. Come out. We break the power of that. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Come on. That spirit of weighing down. Just weighing you down. You have to go. Heavy weights. Come out. Heavy weight, come out. We command those heavy weights to be lifted and gone in Jesus' name right now. The spirit of the heavy weight, come out. Come out, 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 come out of it. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. 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 Come out of there in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Profanity of the tongue, where the tongue is just out of control. Profanity, speaking profane things. You come out, all that profanity of the tongue. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, up and out. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. You've got to go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, all the way out, up and out. Profanity, profane spirits, yeah. Yeah, poison spirits, man. All that poison, spirit of poison, that spiritual poison that's trying to poison your mind right now. We come against that spirit of poison, mental poison. Come out, that mental poison right now, in Jesus' name, that deception, that mental poison from the enemy, those lies. We rebuke the spirit of the lies. You come out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. All the way up out of there. The blood of Jesus is you got to go all the way out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, keep moving out. Keep moving up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. That spirit of just give up. That spirit of give up. Just want to give up. Just want to quit. Just get weary. Come out. Come out, that give up spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, give up. All that giving up spirit, you got to go. Spirit of giving up. This weariness, you come out. This weariness spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That weariness, you go. All that weariness, weariness from the battle, weariness in the war. Come out now, all the way out. All that weariness, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Just feeling so weary, you just think you're going to die, fall over. Come out. This is tiredness, the spirit of tiredness. You come out, spirit of tiredness. You're tired all the time, feeling weary and tired. You come out of there. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, we rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you, demon. The Lord rebuke you. Come all the way out, that weariness. Jesus' name. Feeling tired, worn out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep going. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind you. I break your hold of those mammon spirits. Never enough. It's like you just don't have enough to pay bills. You don't have enough to get by, buy the groceries. You come against those spirits of never enough and those spirits that are robbing you financially where you can't seem to get ahead. So you come out of it right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Come on. All that mammon spirit, controlled by mammon, controlled by poverty, controlled by debt. Come out, 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 come out. The blood of Jesus, you got to go. Got to go. You got to come out. The spirit of poverty. We break the curse of poverty. We break the generational curses of poverty. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, come on, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, overeating, wine, bibbing, alcohol, come out, come out, come out, tobacco, chewing tobacco, you come up out of there in the name of Jesus, tobacco, bondage of any kind, you come out, Come out, all the way out in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Go. Move. Come out. Move in the name of Jesus. Keep moving. All the way up out of there. Go. Keep moving out. Up and out. Poverty, lack. Never enough. Come out, those spirits. Come on. Let them go. Bring them out. Get rid of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You got to go. You got to go. All the way out. All the way. Remember, the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He has you in his sight. Amen. And you got to recognize what's going on. Got to recognize that he's trying to take you out, and we're going to take him out instead. We're going to continue to attack him, see? All right, come on, all the way out. Keep coming out, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, go. All the way out, in Jesus' name. All the way out. The blood of Jesus, keep coming out. Just keep moving. Every one of you that's been called out has to go. Vain imaginations, we rebuke them too. Come on, all the way out. Keep going. The blood of Jesus, come out. Negative expectations, always expecting the worst. We rebuke that negative expectation spirit. Always having a negative expectation, expecting the worst things to happen to you. That's a demon. We cast that demon out in Jesus' name. You come out. Negative expectations. Come out. The blood of Jesus. Come out. Come out of there. All the way. Negative expectations. I find you. I break your hold. Come out. Up and out. The blood of Jesus against you. Keep coming out. Negative expectations. Come on. Move out of there. Up and out of there. Go. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. All the way out, up and out, in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for delivering your people. Thank you, Lord, that there is so much more of the children's bread than we are getting right now. There's more children delivered. There's more. And you're going to continue to do it to us, Lord, as long as we want it and as long as we're hungry for it. You're going to do it. Okay? Thank you for it, Lord. Now keep coming out of there. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. You keep coming out of there. Come on. That unbelieving spirit, you come out. Come on. Spirit of unbelief. Come on. All the way out. Unbelief. Unbelief that things are ever going to change. Unbelief that things will ever get better for you. That unbelieving spirit. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. The blood of Jesus. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go. Unbelief. Come on. All the way out. All that unbelief. Unbelief spirit. Gotta go. All the way. Afraid spirit. Being afraid. He's got you afraid. That spirit of being afraid. Afraid of this, afraid of that. Well, I'm afraid this isn't going to happen. Or I'm afraid this will happen. You've been saying that? Stop saying that. Stop saying I'm afraid this will happen. Or I'm afraid I won't have enough. I'm afraid I don't have enough money. I'm afraid I'm going to get sick and die. You know, stop saying that. I'm afraid. You're giving place to demons. That spirit of being afraid, you come out. Well, I'm afraid it's going to rain today. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to run over somebody, have a car wreck. Come out of there. That's a lie. The devil just be speaking through your tongue, trying to bring something to pass on you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. That spirit of being afraid. I'm afraid of this, afraid of that. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. That spirit of luck, you come out too. Oh, well, good luck to you, brother. No, hey, if you're saying stuff like that, oh, I'm so lucky. No, we break the curse of luck. You come out of it. That's divine. Come out. All that lucky spirit, come out in Jesus' name. The spirit of luck, spirit of lucky, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All those lucky spirits, come out. All those luck spirits, come out. Christians say that word all the time. They should not be using that. Should not be in their vocabulary. Or that's just my luck, or good luck to you. You know, when you say that to somebody, you're releasing the power of the enemy, not the power of Jesus, because God doesn't operate in luck. He operates in blessing. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So what are you doing speaking luck on somebody? Well, that's a word that has to do with the devil. It doesn't have to do with the Lord. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, all that luck spirit, lucky spirit, come out. And we break the curses of that over you. If somebody's spoken that over you ever, good luck to you, or hope you're lucky today. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, come out of there. All those lucky luck spirits, come out, come out, come out. Lady luck spirit, too, come out. All that lady luck, people asking for lady luck to shine on them today. That's a demon, lady luck. Come out of there. We break that curse. Come out. All that lady luck demon, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now, the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Father, we thank you for this time of deliverance. On the message and Lord of faith and blessing and deliverance as well. Thank you for blessing every listener tonight, Father. Minister to them in their home, wherever they're at, Father, if they're traveling, if they're home, wherever they are, Father, minister encouragement to them, strengthen them, and minister deliverance to them. And seal the deliverance that they receive tonight, Father. And thank you that there's much more to be had, Father. We give you the glory for all these blessings tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking us deeper and taking us further in the kingdom of God than we've ever been before, Father. Thank you for taking us deeper in the things of God than we've ever gone before through in this year, Father. Thank you for preserving us, protecting us, and blessing us, Father, and delivering us, Father. We give you the glory for it now. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, folks. Love y'all. And appreciate you tuning in tonight. And I just pray the Lord just bless you big time. Amen. You belong to him and you're his precious one. And we'll see you back next week. Same time. Bye. Do.
No, my heart belongs to you. Does your heart belong to him? Amen. My heart belongs to him. He lives in it. That's the awesome thing of it all. He lives in it. He lives in our heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when we go to bed tonight, Jesus is in us. The Holy Spirit never leaves us nor forsakes us. When you're laying in that bed, the Holy Spirit is right there, living inside of you the whole time you're laying in that bed tonight. Bless you, dear brothers and sisters. We love each of you. And you have a blessed weekend now in Christ Jesus our King. Bye-bye.